This is the audio supplement for my fourth book called Further Recordings with Sleeping People. The following people all provided me with questions to which I did not know the answer. After the recordings were made, they then verified that the answers were correct. Jim McQuitty tells me that his mother's name was Betty. Jim McQuitty, are you able to tell me the name of your mother? Cheryl Calder tells me that the color of her very first automobile was yellow.
Cheryl, what was the color of your first car?
When I asked Paul Stoicheski to tell me the name of his meditation group leader, he answers, "It was Stephanie that matters." Can you tell me the name of your meditation group leader? Here, my friend Ron McDermott confirms that he failed grade 11.
Can you tell me what school grade you failed?
To this next question, my stepson Jared answers flatboard.
Jared, can you tell me what sport you recently started practicing?
Later, he told me it was a skateboard, but I think what he said earlier was close enough. Marty is my new web designer. When I ask Marty, what nickname does your current friends still call you? He says, I heard Mugs. Can you tell me what nickname your close friends still call you? In my new book, I have devoted a whole chapter in talking to people who are sleeping and trying to find out what they are experiencing when they are in that state and talking to me. I asked each of the 15 people who were involved in this a specific set of 9 questions for a grand total of 135 questions all told. I will therefore pick out only a few examples from each question. The first question is, can you tell me what you are experiencing right now? One person answers, experience liberty. Another person answers, it's awesome here. The next question is, are you aware that your human body is sleeping? One person replied, sure, in spirit it's possible. Another person simply says yes. The third question I asked all sleeping people is, do you talk to other people while you are sleeping? This person answers, I was not able.
Do you talk to other people while you are sleeping?
This person says, Emma. Note, Emma is a deceased daughter. I've talked to this person a number of times while sleeping, and the answer I get is, you're the one. The next question I asked all 15 sleeping people was, can you tell me what your environment looks like? This person answers, for sure, fancy, fancy for them. Another person answers, looking beautiful. Can you tell me what your environment looks like? Question 5 asked, do you see things like trees, rivers, forests, mountains, animals, and birds? This person answers, awesome, you even hear it. This person sees migrating birds. Question number 6 asks everybody, do you have sunlight where you are? My soulmate Diane says, there's some. Hard to believe. This person answers, surely. Question number 7 asks the people, do you know what spiritual dimension you're in right now? This person answers, don't know. This next person answers, do not know. For question number 8, I asked the sleeping people, have you ever visited another spiritual dimension? This person says, in person, looking for people. My soulmate Diane says, I hope it's evident, Clive, we're going there. Have you ever visited another spiritual dimension? The 9th and final question I asked all of the 15 participants was, have you met your main spiritual guide? This person says, help from Jennifer. Another person answers, not sure. When I ask a sleeping Harold Steeb what his main hobby is, he answers, saving pennies.
Harold, can you tell me what your hobby has been for the past number of years?
After he had passed, I asked him if he would like to say something to all his friends, and he answers, love them all. When I ask my sleeping friend Carl if he is in pain, he answers a very definite no.